for the review, critique, and positive education. Any Squirrel Podcast presents. I got critique and review right. I forgot the other one.
You said education. So anyway, it's time for Madonna Uniquities number 4 podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior host.
Madonna was just on Instagram and showed something about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
About all the different things. And you know what? Madonna, can't deny it. You made it. She slept in a broken down synagogue, homeless. Yeah. And I'm just saying, the woman had inspiration.
We haven't got to him yet, but eventually we're going to get to him. I've been tracking down some of her very first recordings when she was still in a band called Emily and the Emilies. There was Ina. There was a whole bunch of them. So there are tracks with her. She was almost punk, like Debbie Harry from Blondie.
Hey, Madonna, there is a club you used to sing at that they used to play. I can't say because I wasn't there, but they used to play part of the underground, let's say, and a guy I know saw you sleeping one time. That's how dedicated you are. Actually saw her sleeping like on a couch or like a bean chair or something, just like in between waiting to go on her set. That's amazing.
She's a trooper. I mean, so we're getting into the Like a Prayer album, so I thought I'd pull up a rarity that doesn't get played ever again, but we're going to play it now. Like a Prayer. This is from the Japanese. Go ahead and add something.
That killed her Pepsi.
Remember the Pepsi commercial?
Yeah, she lost a couple million, but she didn't care, though.
She didn't care. She was going to make it up on tour in advertising.
How much better does controversy get with Madonna? She reinvents it.
It's a no-brainer. So, Like a Prayer, this is the Japanese 8-track, 8 songs, 8 remixes on it, from the CD single. This is track 5 of the 8. It's called the 7-inch Remix Edit. And then we'll talk about it a little bit more when we come back in, and we got the results from last week to go into.
God? Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like...
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Wow. What is your thoughts on that one?
Double wow.
I mean, you were saying how at the beginning of it, it sounds like it's that pure energy.
Yeah.
Pure energy song.
That's what it sounds like. It like when they put that pure energy. Pure energy.
Yeah. And then I like the beginning. I mean, that track has, it's like congas. I'm going to say it sounds like Carl Driggs is in there on the congas. You never know. You know?
That's a buddy of ours from Paul Revere and the Raiders. Maybe he and Madonna crossed paths one day.
Who knows? But, you know.
Never know.
That song was number two for 2 weeks in the U.S., and it was held out of the number one spot by two different songs in those 2 weeks.
Let me guess. I'm going to say Billie Jean, Michael Jackson.
Nope. Remember a little band from England called Simply Red, if you don't know me by now?
Oh, wow.
Okay, that was the first week. This next week, it was held out of the number one spot by Martika, Soldier Boy. Remember her? Mm-mm. You don't remember Martika? She did a version of Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet. She did a remake of that.
Wow.
And she had the song Soldier Boy, We All Fall Down. It's about nuclear war.
Don't remember.
But what's funny is Carl Driggs' buddy Omar Martinez, who was drummer of the Raiders at the time.
Married
was,
her.
No, Martika is his niece.
Oh, okay. See how serendipity the world is?
There's a little silly connections here. So anyway, got the results from last week. So we had Like a Virgin live, the Virgin Tour, and she was doing her little bit of a snippet of Billie Jean, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean in there. And then we also had the second choice, where she played the track from the Nothing, where she does Nothing Compares to You at the Billboard Music Awards, tribute to Prince.
Which one rolled first?
It sounds like kind of like a junior varsity basketball score, okay? Her cover of Billie Jean, 73.
All right, 73.
That's the one I like that one. But the Nothing Compares to You, the Prince song, 110.
Wow, that just goes to show you.
That's a blowout.
It's a blowout. Madonna got slam dunked. But doesn't surprise you if you're a Madonna fan, because yeah. I think she's got dunked a few times and enjoyed it. She's Madonna.
I respect her, so I'm not going to say anything. So.
And if you're listening, Madonna, it's all in good fun. And give us a call or look us up, because we want you on our podcast. We would really love to interview you.
You can get us or follow us on our Instagram accounts of WCW_comedy and Shiny Squirrel Podcast. That's where we post these. That gives you a chance to vote for us. A little interaction with our listeners.
Direct 310-487-4158. Madonna, putting it out there. Number call. Thank you.
So, we were talking about getting into... Okay, in the interim of the playing, Dick Tracy soundtrack. There was the Who's That Girl song that she did. And then also, remember the album she put out of the collection of remixes?
The Immaculate Collection, right?
No, before that, there was You Can Dance.
Yes, sorry.
1987.
About that. Wow.
Referred to a lot of different people as the Spotlight album, because that was the main song and the single that was released from it. So I was wanting to read this quote. This is when remixes were getting popular. This is what Madonna said about remixes when they started to come about. She said, "I hate it when people do master mixes of my records. I don't want to hear my song changed like that. I don't know that I like it, people screwing with my records. The jury is out on it for me, but fans like it, and really this one was for the fans," talking about the You Can Dance album. Okay, she went to Warner with the idea of releasing her songs by remixing them in a complete dance tune. From Warner Records' point of view, the rise of the remix was a commercial boon, as in not good, because it meant making more money out of the same piece of music. Instead of paying Madonna to go into the studio and record the tracks, they found that allowing her to record the same tracks in different formats was much less costly. Hence, they decided to give the album, then give it to Madonna. She could choose producer or whom she wanted to develop the remixes with. Hey, case closed. Here we are. Okay.
Squirrel serendipity of America. Cut the costs and let it rise.
The American way. So if you remember, the You Can Dance album came out on CD, vinyl, and cassette. Each one had specific bonus tracks to it. This is before the word bonus tracks was around.
Before the word bonus.
Yeah. Wow. Each one had its own special little takes. Now, did you ever purchase it?
Oh, You Can Dance. Yeah, I remember that one. It's like... I'm trying to think. I think it was red, if I'm not mistaken, with her picture on it, with the little CD cover.
Yep, it was red. I remember I bought the cassette version.
Yeah, the cassette, yeah.
And it had...
Hey, do we know what cassettes are, anybody? That's when we used to put them in a boombox, which we used to walk around. It was really big or semi-big.
The cassette mix is very popular in Galaxy. What is it? I'm pooping on it. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
So that, what does that go to show you? You can dance. So, you're inspired.
So I had the cassette. So what I picked out one of my favorite songs from that was exclusively to the cassette. This is Over and Over, the dub mix.
Over and Over, I remember.
Can't wait. I gotta do it now. I can't be late. I know I'm not afraid.
All right, you want to review it first or what?
Brings back a lot of old memories, but when you're hearing this, when you're in your mid-40s, it's a lot different when you're in your teens. But then again, things don't change too far from the tree between there and then unless some kind of big, crazy thing happens. But like you said a couple minutes ago, you're thankful for a lot less things now.
Yeah, I mean, when I had that cassette, I remember driving around in my Toyota pickup truck. And it was the kind of tape that had the white lettering on it. It was just kind of embossed on it. Played it so many times to where the lettering gets worn off.
You rubbed it off.
And then eventually it gets broken. The tape breaks.
and then you have to go out and buy it again.
And throughout that song, it sounds like the beginning of the Speed Racer theme song. That dun, dun, yeah. You know, almost. I don't know why, but it just... Madonna, maybe you should record the Speed Racer theme song.
Just thanks for being Madonna. You took a lot of painful times and made them good in life, and you know how it is.
So we're going to post both these on Instagram. You're going to have a chance to go vote on it. Vote and vote often. I'm kind of rooting for that one.
Which vote, revote, and revote over and over.
It's kind of like Star Search. Look at me.
revote over and over.
Over and over. Revote over and over. Shiny Squirrel Podcast, WCW _ comedy.
For the review critique.
You know, I'm going to, again, okay.
Listen.
I am collecting
for
these.
For the review critique.
Bloopers at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, go ahead. Fuck it.